So, just to remind you again, so I've noticed I've corrected this, the summer series ended a long time ago. We're now in autumn series, aren't we? So let's be quite clear about that. So this is our autumn series. And of course, we want to learn how to be virtuous in our living, genuinely bearing fruit of the Spirit, not virtue signalling, not just doing things for show out of no other reason than for people to see. And we looked at, this is a great example, the climate movement is a great example of that. Nothing says I care for the environment quite like cutting down 16 million trees just to put these things up. This is virtue signalling. And of course you can virtue signal on a national basis, corporations, not just individuals. We want to avoid that. We want to be genuinely living as people of God and bearing the fruit that can only come from the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we're just bearing the fruit of man, virtue signalling. And we want to, this morning, understand what kindness is. We want to understand what kindness, how does that relate to God? Because remember, all these fruits are characteristics of God. As he shines his light into us, we shine his characteristics, his virtues out to the world. And we'll look at kindness today. To help us understand kindness, as always, we want to see what the opposite is. What's the opposite of kindness? Now, to help us understand that, what would you do if you're driving along, you're just minding your own business, and suddenly a car just cuts in front of you, slams on its brakes, and then shoots off, and leaving you with a red light? What would we do? I'm pretty sure most of us would be looking like that, wouldn't we? We'd be angry. Of course, the car's a great place that we think that we can just let all our emotions come out. And if maybe you're younger, and it's snowing, it might snow tonight, who knows, you never know. It's snowing and you decide to go out for a snowball fight, and one of you throws a snowball and it hits the other person in the face. What do you want to do next? What would be your first inclination? Or you could pick up a snowball and do what? Throw it back. That's what we want to do now. We should throw it back. Or if one of you broke a toy, what's the temptation? Temptation is to go and find the toy that belonged to the other one and do what? Break it. Yes, we want to get back. If someone pulls a face at you, what do you want to do? Pull a face back. That's what we want to do, don't we? We want to retaliate. If someone does something to us, our natural inclination is to say, well, I'm going to do it back to you. I want to retaliate. That's our natural inclination. But the thing is, as Christians, we're called to do the opposite. It's more than just not retaliating. Romans 12, verse 19. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scripture says, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord. So we're commanded not to take revenge. That should not be our natural reaction. And the question is, though, what is kindness? What does kindness mean? It's got to mean more than just simply not retaliating. And this is where kindness is quite a challenge, particularly in this world, when there's so many different ways we can retaliate. Kindness is the ability to not retaliate, instead to bless in return. That is kindness. And this is going to be our main verse today, 1 Peter 3:9. This is what we're going to keep coming back to. Peter writing to the Christians who have been dispersed into the higher regions of what was Asia back then, Turkey and such, living in a very hostile world. And here's Peter writing to these Christians, and he says to them, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. Do not retaliate. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. Because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. That's hard, isn't it? It's not just the ability just to let something wash over the back of us, like water off a duck's back, is to actually respond in kindness, which is a blessing. And of course, there's limits to this. There's limits. This is not just a blanket rule. And we're going to look at what the limits are, because the limits are there to protect our ability to do that. But the challenge is clear, and it is a challenge, isn't it? Return evil or a bad deed with kindness, with a blessing. Of course, we have very good reason to do that, because God didn't give us what we deserve. That's what retaliate. We want to retaliate because we think someone deserves what we want to give them back. But we're reminded that God didn't give us what we deserve. We read this at the start, Psalm 103, starting at verse 8. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbour his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. God had every right to wipe us off the face of the earth, but he didn't. He showed kindness, and for very good reason. So that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the just. God's kindness is not just limited to those who belong to him, it's to the whole world. The whole world doesn't get what we are due. Matthew 5, verse 45. For very good reason, God's kindness is there. It's because that's what brought us to repentance. Romans 2, verse 4. Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? God's kindness is what led us to repentance. The fact that we didn't get what we deserved is what led us to repentance. And that's what we're called to do. God didn't give us what we deserved, so we do likewise. We do likewise, again, for very good reason. Romans 12, verse 20, we'll use this one a lot. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. Give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. So when we repay evil with kindness, with blessing, what we're doing is heaping burning coals on his head. That sounds nasty, doesn't it? Sounds like we're trying to bury them in fire or something. What that is, that's just simply a phrase to mean you will cause them to repent. That's what heaping burning coals on his head is. It's a method of showing someone, I'm doing something to you in order for you to understand what you've done so you can repent. And that's the challenge to us. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. So that as we bless them, they come to repentance in God. And this is the main purpose. This is all about undeserved kindness. This is why it's in the face of opposition or attack. As we've read through these virtues, these fruits of the Spirit, notice what wasn't there was nice. Never in the Bible does it say just be nice. Anyone can be nice. Nice is just a sentimental feeling. We're called to go beyond that. This is why we're called to be so kind to people that they repent. Remember, Jesus said, when he's talking to, on the end of the Sermon on the Mount, he said to all those who are listening, Luke chapter 27, verse 27, but to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who ill-treat you. Why? Verse 32, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. What Jesus is saying, look, anyone can be nice. Being nice is just being nice to people we like. What Jesus is saying is, well, I'm calling you to do more. I want you to actually show kindness, to actually bless those who don't like you. And this is why it's the challenge. Anyone can be nice to their own, but we're called to show kindness, to be a blessing to others. This is inherently the call of the Christian and of the church. This is what Abraham was told. We're all children of Abraham if we belong to God. I will make you into a great nation, God said to Abraham, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless you, and you will be a blessing. This is the heart of Christianity. We are blessed so that we can be a blessing to the world. That's the purpose of the church. That's the purpose of Christians individually. We are blessed. What are we blessed with? We're blessed as with Son and all those sons. We're blessed with eternal life and his forgiveness and everything he's given us. We have everything that we need. And therefore, we are called to be a blessing to others. And this is much more than philanthropy or just big charity work. Philanthropy is when rich people have accumulated so much money that they just spend the rest of their life giving it away. That's not the sort of blessing we're talking about here. And quite often in philanthropy, really at the heart of that is just to make a name for themselves. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Bill and Melinda. Normally, if you're doing philanthropy, you do it without anyone knowing. You don't call the whole thing after your name, so everyone knows where it's coming from. The Bible's quite clear on that. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, so that you don't take credit for it. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Matthew 6:3-4. And this is the whole point. We're blessing people in kindness without expecting anything in return. And this is why it's a challenge. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. So essentially that only God will know, and only God has the reward for you. And we only get that reward when we meet him. Those who are blessed are called to be a blessing. That is what kindness is. We don't want to retaliate, but we want to return in kind with blessing. So how do we do that? How do we do that? We want to show this kindness. The first way we do it is in thought. We're going to look at thought, word, and deed. We just prayed that in our confession. That's what we're asking God to help us with. Help us to be more like him in thought, word, and deed. It starts with kind thoughts. And kind thoughts start with ourselves. If we think in kindness, it will lead us to act in kindness. That's why the whole time we want to be thinking to ourselves, I don't want to take revenge. It's the natural reaction we want to do is take revenge. But we're commanded not to take revenge. And so the kind thoughts, it starts with ourselves. It starts with humility. If we want to be a blessing to others, we need to remind ourselves to be humble. It starts with humility. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. Romans 12:3. James 4:10. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. If we think humble thoughts of ourselves, we don't think that we're better than anyone, then we're less likely to be inclined to retaliate. That's usually what retaliation comes from. How dare someone do that to me? I will show them by doing it back. The Bible calls us to be humble. However, being humble does not mean being a doormat. Humility does not mean we think nothing of ourselves. Being blessed to be a blessing doesn't mean we just let people walk all over us. That is not a blessing to people. We are not a doormat or a punch bag. And that completely misses the point. Because remember, we're trying to bless people in such a way that brings them to a knowledge of God and repentance. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on their head. And if we just become doormats or punch bags and let people walk over us, the next verse makes that quite clear. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. By being a doormat, we're just allowing people to be who they are, and we're not blessing them in any way. We don't want to let evil win the day. We want good to win the day, so that they can find God. So that you may inherit a blessing, because to this you were called. 1 Peter 3:9. So we need to think humbly about ourselves, with the caveat that we're not doormats. Next, we do it in word. Kindness, blessing in word. And this is where it gets really difficult, isn't it? This is the hardest part, isn't it? It's so easy to have our mouths just spill something out without thinking. And these days, it's with our fingers, isn't it? We can so easily just fire off a quick text message or a WhatsApp or an email. So easy. Just the same with road rage. When we're in our cars, we think we're invincible. When we're behind a screen, we think we're invincible. Either way, the problem is the same thing. What's the problem, girls? What's he pointing at? Tongue, isn't it? It's more than just foot and mouth. This is a problem with our tongue. What's the Bible say is the problem with our tongue? James 3:7-8. For every species of beasts and birds, of reptiles and creatures of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no one contain the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. What's it saying? What's it saying is that we can't control how we retaliate to people with our words. We can't control our tongue. It's so easy just to fire off something in retaliation. So when we want to work on kindness, we think humbly of ourselves, but we're not doormats. But we also need to try and learn how to tame our tongue. We need to tame our tongues. We need to be slow to speak and quick to listen. But again, there's no blanket rule. Remember, this is the difference between niceness and kindness. Kindness is blessing. So by taming our tongue, it doesn't mean that we just say anything, even if it's untrue. If we can't think of anything kind to say, it's better to say nothing than just to say something that is false. That's not a blessing. That's not kindness. Your friend comes up to you, bends down and says, is my hair going thin? I feel like I'm going thin. What is it? Kindness is not, nah, you'll be right. Don't worry about it. That's not kindness. Kindness is saying, well, yeah, actually you are, but don't worry about it. Everyone does it. Look at mine. Everyone goes thin, apart from most of you guys out here, but kindness is not lying. Your son comes up to you and goes, Dad, I'm going to try out for the college basketball team. See, kindness is not going, yeah, you go for it, son, I'm sure you'll be brave. Great. Kindness is actually saying, well, you know what, son, I don't think you've got the physique. God's not really blessed you with the physique for basketball. It's not going to work. Why don't you try something else? Let me help you find something that you might be good at. Taming the tongue does not mean we just say anything for the sake of it. We call out falsehood when we see it. We call out falsehood when we see it. We can't bless someone with lies, only truth. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. Blessing is rooted in truth because it's rooted in God. That's the challenge. We don't want to retaliate. Now let's see how well this works. Right, Lucy, do you want to come up here? Okay. That sweet belongs to you. Okay, come stand there. Right, there you go. What do you want to do? What's your first inclination?
Sweet.
Oh, sure. What now? What do you want to do? What are you dying to do? How do you think you might do that?
Drink the water.
Or what else could you do with it? Or throw it on me. Wouldn't you love to throw it on Daddy? Yeah, really, yes. Right, now, you're blessed with a lovely sweet. You've got a choice. You could throw the cup on Daddy. Yeah, that'd be the natural thing to do, isn't it? Just like someone throws a snowball at you want to throw a snowball back at them. Or you've got a nice sweet. What's the choice? Throw the cup at Daddy, or what?
Give him the sweet.
Yeah, thank you. Are you going to... What's that? You still want to give him the sweet? Thank you. There you go. It's tricky, isn't it? If that had been Lucy, if that had been Amy, there might have been a different reaction there, wouldn't it, with the cup? But that's at the heart of it. It's your natural reaction. There's three sweet. Natural reaction is to retaliate. Especially when you've got the means right in front of you. But we're called to bless. We're a blessing. We've been blessed so that we can bless others. And this isn't natural to us. This isn't natural. If we've got our phone in front of us, we're going to fire off that text message or the email or hit a horn or wave our fists in the car. We think humbly. We want to try and tame our tongue. And then we want to follow that through with our deeds, in thought, word, and deed. If we get the first two right, we think humbly, we tame our tongue, then our deeds will be a blessing. Just like this, if your enemy is hungry, and we think of ourselves as not too important, nor are we doormats, and we don't want to sort of fire off some empty platitudes, we feed him. Because in doing so, we might lead them to repentance. Remember, this isn't about charity, though. This is about undeserved kindness in the face of hostility. And this is the fundamental difference between blessing as a Christian and charity. Anyone can do charity. Anyone can do charity. But not all are blessed to be a blessing. So this isn't simply about donating money to charity or feeding the hungry. This is so much more than that. This is how we engage with people who are hostile to us as Christians. How we relate to them in everything we do in thought and words, so that our deeds will be a blessing to them. But we're always thinking, am I truly blessing them? Am I blessing them with something that is genuine? Because blessing doesn't mean compromise. Blessing doesn't mean that we meet someone halfway. Especially with something they shouldn't have. We don't. If someone struggles with a drug habit, it might be nice to give them some money. But it's not a kind thing, it's not blessing them. If they struggle with alcoholism, that often is the case with the homeless. The world thinks it's nice just to throw them some change. As Christians, we want to bless them. You buy them some food or take them somewhere. Don't just chuck them some coins and just be nice. Because that's not blessing, that's not generally what they need. And nor do we want to compromise on biblical truth. If blessing is rooted in truth, we don't bless with half a truth. If something's half a truth, what's the other half of it? It's a lie. So someone might someone might be interested in coming to church and say, look, I'd love to come to your church, but I don't agree with this part of the Bible. Kindness then is not to say, oh, okay, fine, great, come in. You know what? We'll take those pages out. Don't worry about it. That's not kindness. That's not blessing with truth. Being kind and blessing them and say, well, you're very welcome to come in no matter what. And you know what? I'd love to hear about why you don't like those parts of the Bible. But come in and find out. We mustn't compromise in blessing. Because we've got to defend the truth of God's word, because that's the method and the ability by which we can bless others. We don't compromise on anything like that, and we call it out when it's there. I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. And then what's he say? Be nice? Compromise? No, keep away from them. Simple as that. Do not compromise. Do not compromise your ability to be a blessing. Warn a divisive person once and then warn them a second time. After that, take them out for a meal? No, have nothing to do with them. Being kind and blessing someone is not done in lies or allowing them to spread lies. We have nothing to do with that. And if people don't accept our kindness or our blessing, then that's fine. We just leave that, because we're leaving God to sort it out in his own time. Romans 12:19. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scripture says, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. That's what makes it so hard, because naturally we want to sort things out in our own time. But Jesus did that, didn't he? When Jesus came to the temple, and this is a great example, came to the temple, and what did he see in the temple? He saw virtue signaling on an enormous basis. Here they all are, just selling animals and whatever, just for the sake of it. Here you are, buy your animal, and go and sacrifice it, and then you're done. Simple as that. And that was in the temple court, so just set up as a trading activity. None of these people were genuinely interested in coming and making a sacrifice to God. It was just, how quickly can I do it? And how can as many people see it as possible? What did Jesus do? He turned the place upside down. That was the kindness that was needed then. That was how he was a blessing, to make them realize this is not on. But Jesus was the only one who could do that. Of course, Jesus is the ultimate example of overcoming evil with good, isn't he? Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's what the cross is all about, isn't it? At any point, hanging on that cross, Jesus could have ended it all. He could have destroyed everyone in front of him. He could have retaliated. But he took it. He overcame the evilness of the Son of God being hung on a cross. He overcame that evil with good, because that was how we got blessed in the first place. That's what we're called to do. We're called to turn evil situations into good, turn evil deeds into good deeds, to turn a person from their evil ways into good ways, to turn a person from serving themselves into serving Jesus through repentance. Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? God's kindness led us to repentance. We've got it. We've got all we need. We're now called, because we're blessed, to bless others. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. We were blessed to be a blessing. That's what kindness is. And we call people, we urge people into repenting because God's kindness in us is what we show to them. Kindness, the ability to not retaliate, but bless, because we're so richly blessed ourselves. Let me pray.